presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. When Clark Kent discovered that a forged order was responsible for the escape of Dr. Deutsch and Hans, two dangerous foreign agents, he exploded a bombshell at the naval base. Commander Leeds, head of the base, and Lewis, a Secret Service man, were flabbergasted. It meant only one thing, a traitor in their very midst. As we continue today, Deutsch and Hans have eluded the police dragnet and are safe in one of their secret hideouts, an abandoned shack. Kent has returned to the Daily Planet office, and we find him now pleading with Editor White to permit him to drop everything else and devote all his time to rounding up the espionage ring. Listen.
I know I could track down Dr. Deutsch, Mr. White.
It isn't that I doubt your ability, Kent.
Well, then what is your reason for keeping me off this story?
Well, Kent, don't you see? We've told the whole world in the pages of the Daily Planet that you're doing a report on Deutsch and his gang for the Navy Department.
But, Mr. White, what has the report to do with letting me continue my work?
Now, look here, Kent. Deutsch is out to get you. He doesn't want that report ever to be turned in.
Well?
And he'd do everything he could to get you out of the way before you had time to finish it.
But you don't need me to finish the report, Mr. White. Lois can do that. Or you could do it. I've told both of you everything I know.
Nothing doing, Kent. You're a newspaper man, not a private detective.
But
tracking down Deutsch and his gang is a job for the Secret Service.
Oh, but Mr. White, if I did find Deutsch and break up the espionage ring, the Daily Planet would have a terrific scoop.
Yes, but in the meantime, I'd probably lose a good reporter.
Oh.
Stick to your knitting, Kent. Leave the foreign agents to people who know more about them.
Look, I know enough about Deutsch to fill a book. After all, I was instrumental in getting the Grayson sub back to the naval base.
Well, you'll rest on those laurels. I've been through all this before, Kent. I know how your blood tingles when you think of tracking down a gang of spies, locating them in some secret hideout, rounding them all up. It happens that way in books. But in real life, you'd probably end up with a bullet in your heart.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Bullets don't bother me.
Are you crazy?
Huh?
What do you mean that bullets don't bother you?
Well, I just wouldn't get in the way of them.
Kent, sometimes I think you have the mentality of a 5-year-old. You just wouldn't get in the way of them. Well, what would you do if someone pointed a gun at your chest and pulled the trigger?
I
suppose you'd just take a deep breath and let the bullet bounce off, eh?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Oh, forget it.
Well, I can't forget it, Mr. White. I want to crack at the job. Why can't I have it?
Frankly, Kent, the situation is just this. If I assigned you to track down Deutsch and his gang, I'd be taking the responsibility for your life. I can't do it, Kent, and I won't.
Very well, Mr. White. And perhaps I'll have to continue my work without your permission.
Well, Kent, you wouldn't...
I've got it. Hello. Just a minute. For you, Mr. White. Commander Leeds on the line from the naval base.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Commander. Yes, of course. What's that? You want me to do you a special favor? Why, certainly, Commander. Anything you say.
And while Editor White and Commander Leeds are talking, two men are secretly eavesdropping on their conversation. Dr. Deutsch and Hans have tapped the telephone wire from the naval base that runs underneath their shack.
We can hear them perfectly, Hans.
Yeah, Doctor.
What's that? You want me to do you a special favor? Why, certainly, Commander. Anything you say.
Mr. White, I want to borrow Clark Kent from the planet.
Borrow him?
You hear that, Hans?
Yes. I want to use Kent as a special investigator to help us track down Deutsch and his gang.
Kent's a reporter, not a...
I've simply got to have him, Mr. White. I'm not sure anymore whom I can trust here at the base, but I know I can trust Kent.
Very well, then, Commander. But you'll have to be responsible for Kent's safety.
Naturally. Now, listen carefully. I'm sending Mr. Lewis to the planet office in the car, Kent's medic. He'll be there in a few hours to pick Kent up and drive him back to the base. We've got to work fast.
He'll be ready, Commander.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes?
Kent's report on Deutsch completed yet?
No, I believe he was going to write it today. But don't worry, Commander. Miss Lane can finish that job.
Fine. Goodbye then, Mr. White.
Goodbye, Commander.
Well, things begin to happen, Hans.
But, Doctor, who is this man Lewis?
Lewis is a Secret Service agent. Everything is working out to perfection, Hans.
What do you mean?
Kent will never get to the naval base. He will be with us here in a few hours.
Do you have a plan, then?
I do not even need a plan. Herr Kent will come to this shack of his own free will. He will come to us. You hear? We do not even have to go and find him.
But Kent does not know where they are, Doctor.
You think it is a miracle I will work? Well, perhaps it is. That is our business, Hans. Working miracles.
This is one miracle that must not fail, Doctor.
There are three miracles we must do, Hans. We must not only get Kent, we must get Miss Lane and her wife also. We must leave no one who can complete that report.
Yeah, but, Doctor, I...
It is not so difficult as it sounds, Hans. For example, there is much machinery in a newspaper office.
Printing machinery?
Yes, printing machinery of all kinds. From giant presses to typewriters, for instance. Could we perhaps get rid of Lois Lane and her wife by using a typewriter?
Using a typewriter? I do not understand, Doctor.
You are not supposed to understand, Hans. I understand. You act. Open that cabinet over there on the wall.
I will.
Now, what do you see, Hans?
A small square package, Doctor. Wrapped in brown paper.
Pick off the paper, Hans. Now, what do you see?
It is a bomb. Himmelberg, it is a small...
Small, but powerful, Hans.
It fits inside my hand. Where did you get it?
I said once before, Hans, I do not tell you everything I know. Bring it to me. This bomb is a secret. One is given to each of our agents to use in an emergency. It is a vacuum bomb, Hans. Tremendously powerful. It is designed especially to wreck machinery, to be set off by the movements of wheels and levers.
Wunderbar, Herr Doctor.
Hans, this bomb should be fitted into a typewriter.
Miss Lane's typewriter?
Yes, Hans. Miss Lane is writing at her desk. And then suddenly, an explosion.
She'll blow up and she's writing the report.
Yes. That can be arranged. The bomb can explode when a certain word is written. A word that Miss Lane must use in the report.
Which word, Herr Doctor?
There is one word she must use, Hans. That word is Deutsch. They cannot leave my name out of that report.
Yeah. Yeah. And Fräulein Lane types those six letters. D-E-U-T-C-H.
She is gone and the office of the Daily Planet is blown up with her.
A magnificent plan, Herr Doctor. Except
how are we to carry it out? Is that what you wanted to say, Hans?
Yeah, Herr Doctor.
I will tell you. Today, you play an important part in the great master plan. You, Hans, are a man who repairs typewriters. Do you understand?
But, Doctor...
Quiet. You are a man who repairs typewriters. You go to the Planet office. You inquire which is Fräulein Lane's typewriter, and you attach the bomb under the keys. I will show you how.
I know how to attach the bomb, Herr Doctor. You forget I was once a watchmaker, but...
But what, Hans?
How do I get to the Planet office? We have no car. We pushed it into the water.
I have something better. Here, behind the radio set. Look, Hans.
A motorcycle.
Yeah. No one can stop you. You go like the wind.
Very good, Herr Doctor. I will try.
And you must not fail, Hans. Now, quickly. In the cabinet over there, you will find some overalls.
Yeah.
Here, let me help you. Here. That's right. A cap.
Yeah.
So pull down.
Yeah.
Now, quickly, the overalls.
Yeah.
Get into them. That's right.
Yeah.
And here is a little bag to carry your tools.
Yeah. There is the bomb.
Here, Hans. You must carry it in your pocket. Carefully.
Jawohl. Carefully.
Now, mount the motorcycle and get ready. I will open the door for you.
Yes. All ready.
You must not fail, Hans.
I will not fail.
Bye, Hans. Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Right this way, mister. Miss Lane's working on something important, so they gave her a private office. Oh, she's not here now. How long will it take you to repair the typewriter?
Oh, about 15 minutes.
Okay. She's probably in conference with Mr. White and Clark Kent. Now, there's the machine.
Oh, thank you. I will go to work immediately.
What's wrong with the typewriter?
I think some of the keys are bent.
Mind if I watch you fix them? My name's Jimmy Olsen. I'm head copy boy on the paper.
Oh, I'm pleased to know you. But when people watch me, I become nervous.
That's funny.
Maybe it is funny to you, but not to me.
Oh, I won't bother you. I'll stand over here.
If you insist on watching, close the door, please. The office noises disturb me.
Oh, sure.
That's better. Now, then, let me see. Yeah.
Say, what's that little box you're attaching to the bottom of the typewriter?
The box by, it is a testing meter.
Oh, it doesn't look like a testing meter. It hasn't any dials.
Stand back.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't like your attitude. I've got a good mind to tell Mr. Wells, the office manager, to hire someone else to repair our typewriter.
Get away from that door.
What do you mean?
I'll show you what I mean.
Hey,
you have two big nose, Kinder. Now, a handkerchief over your mouth. So, I'll steal you, little fool. I must have some strong cord in my pocket. Yeah, enough to bind your wrists and ankles. You will not get loose soon. Now, into this closet with you. Now to lock it and take along the key. I must work fast before anyone comes. This wire here. This one here. So, it's done. The typewriter is now ready for Miss Lane. All ready for her.
How long will it be before Lois Lane's flying fingers strike the fatal letters D-E-U-T-C-H and bring catastrophe? Dr. Deutsch's name must appear in the report she is about to write. And when it does, the lethal bomb will blow the office sky high. Only Jimmy knows that something is wrong, and he lies bound and gagged in the closet. What will happen?
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.